If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anybody ever been through a Facebook divorce? It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, Billy, intern Joe's in the house. I'm not talking about you getting divorced. I'm talking about other people, your friends getting divorced. And you kind of get stuck in the middle of that.
Is it they... divorce Facebook? Like they get off of Facebook?
No. So they got divorced. So guy, girl, I got a message. And this was a while ago. And it basically said, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Blah, blah, blah. Now these were like, I wouldn't call them my A-level friends. They were kind of like B or C-level friends.
Aw, that's so mean.
I mean, I was friends with them, but like we didn't hang out outside of work and stuff like that. So I get this message from the guy saying, hey, I just want to let you know that, you know, I'm going through a divorce and no disrespect, but we have decided it's in our best interest if our friends online are not the same group of people. So I hope to cross paths with you in the real world sometime, but until then, I'm going to be unfriending you.
Dang.
And at first I was like, well, I never. And then I stepped back from it and I thought that was a very mature way to handle that situation because it wasn't passive aggressive. It was direct. It was like, hey, man, I'm still cool with you, but I just don't want to see my wife's pictures on your feed. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So like if we were at a corporate event or something like that, her stuff is going to end up in his feed. And he's just like, we decided as a couple that that probably wouldn't be good for us. So we're going to, they divvied up their friends.
That's crazy to me that they had to divvy up. I understand like in-person friends, whatever, like, you know, you're not going to be hanging out in the same group settings.
Yeah.
But online, that seems excessive. You can mute people. Like, you can unfollow them but still be friends with them without having to go through and be like, hey, just as a heads up, I'm unfriending you.
If I unfriended you, you wouldn't know until you tried to see my feed, right?
Yeah, but my question is, did they have to go through it like a draft process? Like, I get Billy,
yeah, right.
But you get Hope.
Or
you already have a girlfriend on the bench.
I made the cut. I didn't make the cut. I'm not sure how to interpret all this. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope. I'm Billy. Intern Joe is with us. I was surprised in a divorce on Facebook for one person. So friends got divorced and the guy reached out to me. Very nice message saying, hey, you know, I hope we run into each other in real life, but we're not going to be friends on Facebook anymore because I don't want to accidentally see pictures of my ex-wife in your feed. So from this day on, see ya.
You probably could have just unfriended people and not made the big announcement. Nobody would have noticed, but that's, you know, that's nice of him to assume everyone's looking for you online, but they're not.
And he was up front. And it wasn't passive aggressive. It was just a very matter of fact.
So who gets who on social media in the divorce? This texter goes, hey, I did something similar when I got divorced, but not with friends. I asked my entire family to delete him off of Facebook, and I still have family members who remain friends with him.
See, is it different with a divorce versus dating? Because, like, I'm friends with almost all of my ex's moms on Facebook still. And then I know my mom is friends with at least one of my exes on Facebook still. Hmm. And, like, I don't know. That didn't bother me. Like,
yeah, maybe a divorce is a little bit. I don't know. Because there's lawyers involved.
A little deeper.
Yeah, a little bit a little more heavier. Than just, like, this isn't working out. Bye, bye. Yeah, you don't. They rarely leave as friends. I should say that. Not always, but
it's
rarely.
Crazy. I don't think that deep about social media. I have friends in real life that I'm not friends with on Facebook. Are we really friends? Because we're not friends on Facebook?
Right.
I don't know.
I have friends that I don't even know like where they grew up. Like it's, I think, pretty normal for us to not have everyone on Facebook.
Yeah. I'm fine with it. You know what? Honestly, my social media time, I'm leaning more towards Reddit because you can be into certain subjects like truck camping.
I don't even know what that is. What's that?
Like,
what's Reddit?
It's an online
I'm
forum.
Not downloading another Reddit? Thing. Forget it.
You don't know what Reddit is?
I've been around for so long. I've never heard of Reddit.
Okay. Don't make me feel older than I already feel. I do the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Oh, you're a Pinterest person all day long.
Well, especially for wedding stuff. I got to have Pinterest. Go. And sometimes I do TikTok, but I find...
And you have an Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know what the login is, but I have one.
We've been telling you all along there was a fifth artist for Guitars and Stars, and here it is. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Hope. I'm Billy. Intern Joe is here. We need a drum roll, people. High budget.
High budget.
Oh, God. I didn't request the horns, but thank you for that. May 21st, RBTL's Westher Auditorium Theater, presented by Salvatore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tours.com, Vision Automotive Group, and Verizon. Dylan Carmichael, Kelsey Hart, Zach Top, Low Cash is going to be our host. And the next name added to the list? Mr. Drew Baldridge.
Drew Baldridge!
I'm so excited to have him back.
I am too.
He is one of the nicest people in country music, and I think one of the most interesting stories that's out there, because normally the way it works is there is a huge company with millions of dollars trying everything they can to get your songs on the radio. Drew was with a record label that went out of business, and then COVID hit, so he had to stop everything, and he played a show in Canandaigua. He drove here on his own with his own money to play a COVID show in a parking lot for the kids graduating from Canandaigua. He did that across the nation. I don't know how much money he spent, but he rewrote the rules for country music for getting a hit. He did it all on his own. There was nobody. He hired somebody to help him a little bit. literally did it all by himself.
We interviewed him a little while ago, and he was like, yeah, he wrote that song for his wife.
Yeah.
And just got online and sang it, and people just loved it.
Yep.
And that's kind of how that happened.
And the rest is history. Craig Campbell, if you remember him, he had a couple hits early 2000s. Bumped into him in Nashville when I was down there a couple weeks ago, and he took Drew's success as a sign that, well, if he can do it, I could do it. So now all of these guys that have had a little bit of success, or maybe some up and comers, are kind of like, you know, I'm going to buck this whole system and I don't need a record deal with a giant record company.
Do you think Walker Hayes is trying to do the same thing? I know the Applebee's song was huge, right?
Yeah.
Applebee's,
yes, it was.
On a date night.
That bought him a house, by the way.
It did. But yes. Now, every time I'm scrolling through my social media, there he is with his daughter dancing on a dirt road to some new song.
Hoping lightning will strike twice.
Hoping to get it twice.
The social media side of things has changed. Like, there is what I think is fake beef going on right now between two artists who both are like, you know how social media, you see little clips of songs like, hey, I just recorded this. What do you guys think? And they play like 30 seconds of
right.
it. There's two artists that are doing that with the same song. And now they're showing up doing other videos beyond that going, well, you know, I'm going to call him and we're going to get to the bottom of this because this is my song. And the other guy's like, well, I had the song first, so we'll get to the, I think it's a publicity stunt and it's actually them together.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it's a duet.
Yes.
Well,
yeah, yes.
That's my guess. Or they're going to make it seem like, well, you guys liked it so much, we got together and recorded a version together. Like, come on! Is your home drop-in clean? We're going to go around the room and find out. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, intern Joe is here. I'm Billy. My house, I will say no. If I don't know that you're coming over, it is probably not spotless, as right. clean as it would be if I did know you were coming over.
Oh, yeah. Mine's absolutely not. Mine's night and day from when I have company.
I hate that it takes company coming over for me to clean. Yeah. I had friends over for dinner last night, and the way that I cleaned, like I have not cleaned in months. The last time I hosted anyone was like Christmas Eve, and between I had a pipe burst in February, so I like just cleaned up my Christmas decorations a couple weeks ago, and it's just been chaos. I'm like, why don't I just clean for myself? Right. Why am I not good enough free space? I know.
Yeah, it's not motivating enough. And if you don't do this every once in a while, your house will be
gross.
Yeah, it just, you have to. If you know that's your motivation, like my sister owns a cleaning company. So when she comes over, I know. I'm like, I'm
that's
got to
be
stuff.
The worst judgmental oh sister gosh. Activity
and
ever.
And the thing is she's like, you know, I don't care. Oh my gosh, I'm comfortable in your house. Your house always looks nice, blah, blah, blah. And the more she says that, the more I don't believe her. So if she's coming, she'll be in town. She's like, I'm stopping by. I'm like, you can't stop by.
Do you remember when Steve Houseman worked here?
Yes.
He talked about having a cleaning service.
Yes.
And they would pre-clean before the cleaning service came over.
Yeah.
Which I thought was ridiculous. Like when you're in a hotel, before you leave, do you tidy everything up perfect before you go?
I throw away my stuff.
Yeah.
And put the towels.
I don't like make the bed
in a pile. No.
The towels are in a pile on the floor. They aren't hung over the towel rack right. in the bathroom or anything.
Now, but what about when you check out? Like, are you going through and stripping the bed? I'm going through. I'm pulling everything off, making it like super simple, so they can just go gather everything up, boom, move on their way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that.
Oh.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Huh. The two guys don't and the two girls do. Interesting. There's some psychiatrist who could break that down.